Piglet Joe, he threw his crutch away. The big beat makes you act this way. Well, come on, gang, let's swing and sway. The big beat makes you act this way. Piglet Joe, he threw his crutch away.
Mr. Goodman, Mr. Kaiser, Mr. Miller, help to make things bright.
Missing hot licks with vanilla, jukebox Saturday night.
They put nothing past us, me and my honey lamb, making one coke last us until it's time to scram. Dig me,
money we really don't need that. We make
the other guy beat that.
Jukebox Saturday night, boy.
I'll play it, Mr. Miller, won't you make it right? Now take it easy on the solid side.
Ladies and gentlemen, good evening and welcome to the April 20th, 2006 edition of the Big Beat Show right here on WRSU-FM in New Brunswick. My name is Lou Rollo and I am your regular host here on Thursday evenings. And tonight's show is a special show actually for two reasons. First of all, as promised last week, I'll be doing everything on the show pre-1955. Yeah, pre-1955. We used to do the old 78s. Shows where I brought the 78s right here, but don't do that anymore. But I want to keep that tradition going, and this is how I do it. We open up tonight's show with the Four Vagabonds on a transcription, never out on a commercially issued recording from about 1942 or 43 on the Standard label, the Standard transcription. That's what that's called. The Four Vagabonds and Jukebox Thursday Night, or something like that. And as I mentioned, we go from 1955, will be the one record from 1955, actually, the newest recording. And the oldest one will be one from 1932 by the Mills Brothers on the Brunswick label. Not the New Brunswick label, but the Brunswick label. We're going to hear Dirt, Dishin' Daisy. Now, for those of you who may not know what that means, dishin' dirt means gossiping. This is a waitress in a diner. And as she dishes up the food, she dishes up the dirt also. The Mills Brothers from late 1932 on Brunswick with Dirt, Dishin' Daisy. But first, before we do that, September 1954 on the Atlantic label was the year that Carmen Taylor and the Boleros did this.
Oh.
Oh,
I know a scandal monger, a low down evil skirt. They call her Dirt Dishin' Daisy. Boy, how she can descend dirt. She works down in Joe's lunchroom. She waits on tables there. And while she dishes at hash out, she dishes dirt for fair. Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Now when you come in for pork chops or oysters that are fried, you're gonna get more than pork chops. You'll get some dirt besides. She pans your next door neighbor and makes you think it's true. And when your neighbor comes in there, she starts in panning you. Blah, blah, blah. Out there on the floor with dishes all around her. She won't need dirt no more. Now the moral of this story, only this, my friend: if you dish dirt while you live, they'll dish dirt on you in the end. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah.
That's called bad cueing.
True blue, but it's over.
Oh, yeah, this is the Magic Chords. What a great group. As a matter of fact, I have two more Magic Chords records for you a little later on in tonight's show. But that was the Magic Chords on the Domino label from 1950. I'm going to flip that over and play the other side later. And another tune by them. But that was called It's Over Because We're Through. I forgot to mention at the top of the show that I'll be filling in for Richard Skelly tonight also on the Low Budget Blues show. So that means the Low Budget Blues show will start at 8:30 tonight. And I'll be playing this old vocal group stuff from now at 7:14 to about 8:30 this evening. Richard should be back next week. Last week, I got some bad news on the internet that the lead singer of the Mellow Moods had passed away. And at a very young age, too, relatively speaking, in his late 60s, Ray Wooten of the Mellow Moods. And he passed away suddenly, last week. I guess it was a heart attack or a stroke. I don't remember now. Ray Wooten was actually the first teenage lead singer, early teenage lead singer, to sing in a vocal group, a rhythm and blues vocal group, at least in the 50s. I'm going to play something for you next on an original 45 RPM record on the Prestige label. It's actually his third record. There were two on the Red Robin label previous to this, but this one came out in December of 1952 matter of fact, there's only one vocal group on this label. It's a jazz label, actually Prestige, with some really great, great jazz, including Jimmy Scott sang on the Prestige label. But we will hear right now Ray Wooten and the Mellow Moods on Prestige, and this is I'm Lost.
I'm lost. I'm like a king without his throne. I'm lost, just like a dog without his bone. I'm going round in circles, doing things I shouldn't do. That's how much I'm lost without you. An army in defeat. I'm like the autumn trees that shed their leaves when summer's due. That's how much I'm lost without you. Everything about me seems so strange, dear. My friends tell me I don't appear the same. I go
40% of all child safety seats are improperly installed in vehicles, putting children at serious risk.
Infants ride rear-facing for the first year. Toddlers between 20 and 40 pounds ride facing forward in a child seat with a harness. For bigger kids, the law requires a booster seat to age 8 or 80 pounds.
Traffic crashes are the biggest cause of death for children. Make sure your kids are properly restrained on every trip.
And parents, if you buckle up, your children will too.
This message from the New Jersey Division of Highway Traffic Safety, the New Jersey Broadcasters Association, and this station.
And this radio program that's very, very important. Hope everyone pays attention to that, whether it be your kids or your grandkids or somebody. We just heard the Mellow Moods, as I mentioned, with I'm Lost on Prestige from December 1952. Then something that sounds very old, but actually was 1955. Melrose Colbert and the Middletones on the Cadillac label. I believe a California label. And they said 1955. And that was Ain't Gonna Waste No Tears on You. That's actually the newest recording that I'm playing tonight on this very special Big Beat show here for 90 minutes and playing the old school, as they say nowadays. And next, we'll go to another transcription. This one on a transcription called the Here's to Veterans transcriptions, probably mid to late 40s, probably more like mid 40s. Here are the Four Knights, mainstay group on the Big Beat show for forever, and Sleepy Time Gal.
Baby, baby, what has happened to you?
Now that you become a sleepy time gal, you turn in night into day. Sleepy time gal, you dance the evening away.
Before each silvery star fades out of sight,
just give me one little kiss, then let me whisper goodnight. It's getting late, my darling, sleepy time gal, when all your dancing is through. Sleepy time gal, I'll find a cottage for you. You'll learn to cook and to sew. What's more, you'll love it, I know. When you're all
stay at home, play at home, 8 o'clock,
sleepy time gal.
Do, do, do. Sleepy time gal, you turn in night into day.
Just give me one little kiss, then let me whisper goodnight.
It's getting late and your pillow is waiting, sleepy time gal, when all your dancing is through.
Ooh, you sleepy time gal, I'll find a cottage for you.
And to soul, what's more, you'll love it, I know. When you're
stay at home, play at home, 8 o'clock,
sleepy time gal,
close your eyes.
When you're stay at home, play at home, 8 o'clock, sleepy time gal,
sleepy time gal.
I'm alone in a crowd.
Let's not care who's to blame. Let's light up that old flame. 'Cause I still feel the same about you.
Ooh, I still feel the same about you. Still get the thrill we once knew. Now let's not care just who's to blame. Let's light that old flame again. 'Cause I still
torpedo blimp.
Dig that cat. He's
nervous. 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 Nervous man, nervous. Nervous man, nervous. Nervous.
That's Nervous, all right. That's Nervous Man Nervous by Big J. McNeely, a great, great West Coast rockin' honkin' saxophone player on the Federal label from 1953. And before the Platters ever made their own record for Federal, that was them in the studio. That was them doing the vocal background. Not really a harmony record at all, but, you know, it is the Platters, so I wanted to get that one played there. The Platters and Big J. McNeely. 1953 on Federal. Nervous Man Nervous. And before that, a mixed group, I think two male, two female, in the Caldwells. We heard Rainbow number 40 from April 1949, and I still feel the same about WRSU. Sleepy Time Gal by the Four Knights, mid to late 40s on a transcription. We heard them, as we usually hear them just about every week. Every other week, anyway, on the Big Beat Show. And now, as I mentioned before, I think many of you listeners know that I guess about a year ago I stopped bringing 78s here once a month, changing the styli, the needle on the turntables. The turntables are still here, by the way. They have not removed them yet. And played the actual 78s here. And the reason I did that was, well, because I could. And it's a something that's genuine in a world of most things that are not genuine. I did have to stop doing that. But when I began doing that, I realized that if I was going to carry 78s from my home to the studio and back in the car and taking them out and selecting them, that some of them would probably get broken. And not many did, but a few of them did, maybe about three. I remember one was a Clovers on Atlantic, but I have it on a 45, too. It's not really a rare record, so I didn't sweat too much over that one. And I don't remember the second one, if there even was a second one, but another one that did break was one of my all-time favorite records. Sister Rosetta Tharpe and the South Winds on the Decca label, something recorded in 1952 and released in either late 52 or early 53. And the song was called I Just Couldn't Rest Contented. I have not been able to find another copy of that on a 78. Never came out on a 45. I seriously doubt that. It might have, though, come to think of it. But it did finally come out on a CD, and I'm going to play that for you next. Came out on a CD, I guess, from France, yeah, called Complete Sister Rosetta Tharpe, and this is Volume 4, two CD set, 1951 to 1953, on the Fremeaux label, F-R-E-M-E-A-U-X, label number F-A-1304. It's around if you go to some of those big places that sell... It sell old CDs of old stuff, so I don't remember where I got it. One of those California places. But I am very happy because I can listen to this song again. And we're going to listen to it together right now. What do you think? The South Winds, who I always thought was the Selah Jubilee Singers, but according, because they sound really exactly like them, but according to the liner notes, it is not them. It is actually a legitimate group called the South Winds. So let's give a listen to it right now. Sister Rosetta Tharpe and the South Winds on the Big Beat Show on WRSU-FM in New Brunswick. And this is called I Just Couldn't Rest Contented.
I prayed and I prayed, prayed all night long, prayed and I prayed until I found the Lord. My soul
just couldn't rest contented.
My soul
just couldn't rest contented.
My soul
just couldn't rest contented.
I'm on and I'm on
until I found the Lord.
My soul
just couldn't rest contented.
Yes, my soul
just couldn't rest contented.
Well, my soul
just couldn't rest contented until I found the Lord.
Thank you.
Yeah, there's something I think I play kind of regularly when I get a chance. Camille Howard and the Roy Milton Band from December, actually issued December 30th, 1947. It was recorded 3 days earlier than that. And Taint Me, great. And Rosetta Tharpe and the South Winds before that with Just Couldn't Rest Contented. Here are the Diamonds.
Cherry, my cherry.
Yeah, now that's real rhythm and blues vocal group harmony right there. Out of Detroit, but recording on New York's Red Robin label and issued in May 1953. We heard the Serenaders right there. Great group that had, man, dozens and dozens of really, really great records. And it's one of the groups called the Serenaders, the Detroit group. That was Will She Know. And before that, the Diamonds, a New York group recording on a New York label. Yeah, that was the Diamonds, the original Diamonds, not the group from Canada, as we all probably know. And that was their version of a song called Cherry, which was actually a kind of a popular record done by several people back in the early 50s. That was on Atlantic from December of 1953. And right about now, it's time for the announcements. Let's see. I got some UGHA information. This is kind of important, too, because this Saturday night, actually, the third annual Jerry Skokandich Memorial Collectors Concert, this Saturday, April 22nd, at the Paramus Elks Club. This is a new place. So if you're going to go, you need to find out directions, or if you have the UGHA newsletter, it's on there. This is at the Paramus Elks Club, Route 17 North in Paramus, New Jersey, featuring Eddie Rich and his Swallows. Yeah, they'll be here from Baltimore, and also and they'll be doing some. They always do a great show. The Hurricanes will be there back again for another great rendition of some of their songs at UGHA. Leon McLean's Ravens. Now this is not the Ravens, and it's certainly a group that is pretty good. You know, when a group uses a name like that, they're not pretenders, they're not lying, they're telling you right up that it's not the actual Ravens group. He calls it Leon McLean's Ravens. Now, Leon McLean sings the bass. I will tell you, they're pretty good. They're not the Ravens, but they are pretty good. The Barons, the white group, the Barons, who I think recorded for Epic or one of those labels, they will be there. And first time ever, Ricky and the Hallmarks, another good doo-wop group that had some records, and they will be there also. So that's at UGHA this Saturday night. So for more information, you may call 973-470-UGHA or 973-365-0049. Just want to remind everybody, I'm here again. I'll be here till 8:30 tonight. Richard should be back. I'm pretty sure he'll be back next week, so I'll be doing group harmony from now, actually, till 8:30, and then from 8:30 to 10 o'clock, I'll be playing some blues for everybody out there who loves the blues, as do I. Let's see. Sally McElroy, of the first recording lead of the Flamingos, after he left the Flamingos due to some conflicts, some internal conflicts with the group, he joined a group called the Morocos. Actually, they weren't the Morocos at the time. They knew of him. They knew he was not singing with the Flamingos anymore, and they asked him to sing with them, and he jumped at the chance because they were pretty good. Before they were called the Morocos, they called themselves a different name. They called themselves the Four Chimes. And right now, we will listen to something that the Four Chimes recorded for the United label in Chicago in 1954, but was never issued. It was when Sally McElroy joined, actually then it became a quintet, and they changed their name to the Morocos, and they had several good records on the United label. But right now, let's go back before Sally McElroy joined them. Here are the Four Chimes, later to become the Morocos, from 1954, and this is called When Was My Baby Born? This sounds so much like a gospel song to me, I just cannot put my finger on what the song is. But I'm pretty sure they took this from a gospel recording. It has another title, an alternate title. It's called Last Month of the Year. I've seen it listed as two separate unreleased United cuts, but I doubt it. It's really the same thing. So here we go.
Last month of the year, oh, when was my baby born? It's time to take a station break. It's an FCC regulation. So pardon us just a moment for the call letters of our station. WRSU, New Brunswick, New Jersey.
Serving Rutgers since 1948, this is WRSU-FM, New Brunswick, Rutgers University.
And sports, now we must pause for a moment, our call letters to report. WRSU,
Rutgers' own radio voice.
Share your charms. I have you. What more could I want? I have sunshine every day. Long as I can hear you say, I love you. What more could I want?
Hey, I want to say hi to a couple of callers, Eddie Shellhorn and Al Stack. Good to know you guys are out there, as usual. And anyone who wants to reach me, you could reach me at my email address, which is bigbeat2001@aol.com. And I also have a new one. I'm going to keep both of them for a while, bigbeat2001@Verizon. So check it out, all right? One of those two, you'll catch me there. Thank you. Or you can write to me at Post Office Box 203 in Port Monmouth, New Jersey, 07758. I'm looking forward to getting some more of those promos from everybody out there who listens. A promo for this radio show. And I want to remind everybody at the end of May that it will be this show's 25th anniversary, the silver anniversary of the Big Beat Show. Started right here in 1981 by Mr. Bill Swank. And I've been privileged to be the host for 10 or 11 years. I have to check. I'm not even sure exactly when, but somewhere around there. I have to go check and see. But I don't know. It doesn't matter because I'm here tonight, and that's one day at a time, you know? Anyway, we just heard Judy King and the Knights. Judy King and the Knights on the Chester label. I believe a Pennsylvania label. That's Chester number 1200 from the early 50s. That was called What More Could I Want? And before that, the Four Chimes, unreleased, United. I got to go back and look something up here from last week, because I know I made a mistake last week. I played something, what the heck was it? And I said it was from Western Pennsylvania, but I'm not going to find it now. I said it was from Western Pennsylvania, but it was Eastern Pennsylvania on the B label. That's what it was, the Teen Kings on the B label. West, East, what's the difference? That was only off by, a few hundred miles? All right, so what? Judy King and the Knights. She didn't care. She didn't call. What more could I want? And right now, oh, did I mention? Yeah, I mentioned the Serenaders. I sure did. Let's go now to November 1950 on the Coral label, a group that called themselves the Drifters. That's right, not the Clyde McFadder Drifters, and there was even another Drifters group that preceded the Atlantic Drifters. This is one of those groups. This is one of four that they did and issued on the Coral label. It was recorded July 27th, 1950. As a matter of fact, all of them were. Actually, I think it's four sides, not four records. July 27th, 1950. This one was issued in November of 1950. I had to find out for myself by the Drifters.
Friends try to tell me your love wouldn't last, and to play around with you is like walking on glass.
They told me your future is chained to the past, but I had to find out for myself.
I can imagine the same friends we knew. We'll pass the word around that our romance is through.
They'll say now I'm wise to your little white lies, and I had to find out for myself. Once you're in love, it's for always. That's what you used to say. My love is yours for always. Your love was mine for a day.
I gave my heart for a thrill in return. A thrill that didn't last, just a lesson I've learned.
When fools play with fire, they always get burned. But I had to find out for myself.
Once you're in love, it's for always. That's what you used to say.
Oh, my love is yours for always. Your love was mine for a day.
I gave my heart for a thrill in return. A thrill that didn't last, just a lesson I've learned.
When fools play with fire, they always get burned. I had to find out what love's all about. Oh, I wouldn't believe them. I had to find out for myself.
Stay. I didn't think it'd be this way.
Didn't think it'd be this way.
You've always been my one and only. For you, I've always been so lonely. Every night. Sweet dream of you, to find you so far, far away. Darling, fate seems to drift us apart just keeps on breaking my heart. I don't know what to do.
Don't know what to do. You've always been my one and only. I'm a sweet dream of you, to find you so far, far away.
Oh, my darling, fate seems to drift us apart, just keeps on breaking my heart. I don't know why. Someday, baby, maybe you'll find that was not the thing to do. Now can't we talk it over and make some amends? That if we part, we'll still be friends. Bad as they seem, if my lips could only say just what my heart really means, all the things that they say about what I do don't necessarily have to be true. So let the doubt in your mind turn into love, my dear.
Yes, I love you so. Just because there's a doubt in your mind,
things aren't near as bad as they seem.
If my lips with words could only say
about what I do don't necessarily have to be true. So let the doubt in your mind turn into love, my dear.
I love you.
Music heard on WRSU FM New Brunswick is brought to you by a program grant from the Princeton Record Exchange. The Princeton Record Exchange, with over 160,000 titles in stock, buys and sells CDs, LPs, and DVDs. They are located at 20 South Tulane Street in downtown Princeton and can be reached at 609-921-0881 or online at www.prex.com.
Thank you, Shannon. That was very nice. We just heard The Drifters, I Had to Find Out for Myself, on Coral from November 1950. Then we went back to the Magic Chords and heard Darling by that group on their Regal label, 1949. And just now, the Magic Chords once again, the flip side of the Domino's Magic Chords record I played before on the Domino label from 1950. We heard Doubt in My Mind. If you're tuning in for the Low Budget Blues Show, you're going to have to wait till 8:30. Richard's not here tonight, but I'll be filling in with some blues for you at 8:30 tonight. Richard should be back next week. The Hollywood Flames, major, major group in rhythm and blues, Southern California group, but major influence. And I don't think they ever made a bad record. Here they are recording as the Hollywood Four Flames on the Recorded in Hollywood label from October 1954, I'll Always Be a Fool.
If I'm a fool, please, baby, don't put me down.
everywhere.
Looking for you, baby.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Been looking for you, baby. Looking for you everywhere.
Looking for you, baby.
After the Hollywood Four Flames, we heard the unmistakable voice of Sonny Till and his group, the Orioles, the very first rhythm and blues vocal group ever. That one issued in 1951 on the Jubilee label, a train song called Happy-Go-Lucky Local Blues. It's a local train, so it was a happy-go-lucky local, and they did it as a blues. And we'll send that one out to Bobby Thomas, because I happen to know he really likes that one. Then the Ravens on the national label from December 1947, and that was For You. Now, here are the Deep River Boys on a transcription, probably about 1946, and this is cool. Listen to the lyrics. A zoot suit. By the way, he talks about a reet pleat on the zoot suit. Harry Douglas, give it to him. Now, I can't do that to you. Let's go to the Delta Rhythm Boys on Atlantic from March 1950. This is Nobody Knows.
Nobody knows how I feel. feel about you. Nobody knows how I feel. I've tried to express how I feel about you. I'll do my best to explain. Sometimes I feel so lonely, feel so sad and blue. Nothing seems to matter so long as I have you, baby. Nobody knows how I feel about you. Nobody knows how I feel, how I feel. Nobody knows how I feel.
That was the Larks, and here are the Thrillers.
Please talk to me. Please tell me why you're sad. Please, please talk to me.
Pretty heavy recording right there. That's the Thrillers on the Herald label from June of 1954, and I was Please Talk to Me. Before that, we heard a really odd one, the second of 12 records that the Larks did for Apollo. That was issued August 1951, and that was called Hey Little Girl. And before that, we heard, as I mentioned, the Delta Rhythm Boys featuring Lee Gaines on that one, March 1950, and Nobody Knows. We're doing some low-budget blues coming up right after this last recording, and it's a pretty good one, too, by Billy Matthews and the Balladeers on their Mercury label from May of 1947. I really love doing this old stuff once in a while. It's not for everyone. It's, you know, it's I guess, an acquired taste. Like, well, actually, all music, think about it, all music is an acquired taste. No one is born liking any particular kind of music. So this is roots music, and rock and roll developed from this, and everything that ensued following that came from this. So I hope you enjoyed listening to tonight's program as much as I really enjoyed producing it, getting the records together, and being here in this great studio and playing the records for you. I'm going to do Low Budget Blues coming up in about, as I mentioned, 4 minutes or so. Richard Skelly will be back next week, as far as I know, to take over his regular spot here on WRSU. My name is Lou Rollo, and it's really been great for this 90-minute show. We're going to take it out tonight, as I mentioned, with Billy Matthews and the Balladeers on Mercury from May 1947. Then we'll do some low-budget blues. What do you say? So please stay with me for that. May harmony be with you until next time, or until the next 5 minutes, okay? And good night.
the way I look at you.
From the day you took my heart, you're the one girl I'll always admire. Darling, you're my guiding star. I must be wherever you are.
You set my world on fire. I miss you. You too. I'm yours my whole life through. I love you, yes, I do. I love you, yes, I do.